League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, hour number two. Let's go. Get in. I mean, you guys haven't been working. You've been lazy.
You know, I still have snow in my yard.
You what?
I still have the snowman up in my yard.
Really?
It's diminished. Yeah, in my backyard where the sun doesn't hit an area, there's still snow. It's like full-on snow. No problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy times.
Other people crazy have seen times. That, too. But it got up into the 40s, so I'm not sure how. I guess 40s is one thing, but 40s in the shade doesn't feel like 40s.
There's still some ice on those highways. I saw someone completely upended on the way in, like car flipped over on its roof. I don't know how long ago before I got there it happened, but you had the lane blocked off. They had another accident probably 2 miles down the road. So ice, at least on 45,
it froze again yesterday.
Was still a thing for people.
Yeah, I mean it froze again last night. So, but that's it. We're done. We had 3 days of freezing temperature where the water froze, turned into ice. And now we're 68, 69 degrees on Sunday, I believe. So this weekend is going to be a fantastic week.
Well, many people are saying that, you know, in less than a week, he solved global warming. So
who?
Look at all the cold in Florida. Did you see the snow in Florida?
Well, it's called climate change. They haven't called it global warming for a while.
Global warming. Well,
yeah, I saw that.
People are saying.
That's not suspicious at all for Destin to get about 5 inches of snow. Louisiana shut down the Poncha. How about the Poncha train? They had to shut down the Poncha train.
Bridge. Yeah,
you can't
go back and forth then.
You basically were shut. Basically, New Orleans was an island that you couldn't leave for a little bit. With those mega bridges. yeah, I don't know that Weber. I mean, that's pretty unusual. We had more snow than I ever saw ever here. Louisiana got some parts got 11 inches of snow, and Destin, Florida. I didn't even know that. You know who told me that? Our good Colombian friend Melissa told me that in Destin, Florida, they had a bunch of snow.
Yeah.
I said, that's not possible. That was cocaine.
Listen,
that's what snow is in Florida. It's cocaine. That's just a nickname. They just call it snow. I've seen Scarface.
Frankie's boyfriend's people are in New Orleans. The snow in their front yard was up to past their knees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, know. They have 11 inches of snow there.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's New Orleans.
Loco en la cabeza.
Well, many people are saying that he solved global warming.
Who is he? Who is he?
Hmm?
You keep saying
he's less than a week.
What's the name?
The guy who's opening the burger places.
Yes, the burger. The burger guy.
The guy with the watches and the crypto.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
With the shoot, the high tops.
Bun B?
No.
No, not Bun B.
Oh, okay.
The burger place guy.
Okay, it's not. All right. You would think it's Bun. It's not Bun.
Oh,
keep going.
Oh.
Burgers. Rappers love him. Mm. Well, then they didn't like him, but they're back on his side. Okay, it still sounds like Bun.
Yeah. Who are you talking about?
He's an entrepreneur.
He's been shot at.
Been shot at.
Yeah.
I don't know that Bun's ever been shot at, actually.
There was an armed robbery, but it wasn't shot at.
Oh,
at
that's
least
right.
In that case. I don't remember if there's anything
actually,
else.
Actually, there are some similarities.
So, I still don't hear the name. He keeps saying
he's really into shoes. Like, he sells really expensive shoes. At still Sneaker Summit. That's Bun.
Mm.
What about watches?
Oh, I don't know
sells
about Bun
watches.
And watches.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, he also signed a bill outlawing slow swing speed. So if you don't pick up your swing,
okay,
you could be.
Here's the problem I'm having. This feels like a joke, but it also feels like there's a chance there is an executive order. I feel like there is a chance there's an executive order somewhere. That's not a that's not a law or anything. That's just you can just sign executive orders. They don't really mean anything.
Remember
but
when
I feel like there is a chance that he did that. Like I know it's you're probably joking, but I also feel like 15% that he did do something
during
about
the debate.
Swing
speed. Didn't he say how this guy slow his, Biden's swing is
his economy is one of the worst economies. Very slow swing speed, the worst slow swing speed I've ever seen. I would beat him in golf. You won't beat me in golf. I will beat you mercilessly in golf. I'll beat you in golf. Well, I would love to go out and play. Would love it. I'll play you and beat you, you dirty bum. Well, let's do it. And I was like, we're screwed. I mean, we're completely cooked.
As I'm listening to these two old men argue about golf and swings, I'm like, we're cooked.
This is the best. Oh that was the God. Best. Had you ever had more fun in a debate ever? No. No. I mean, you couldn't wait for the next thing.
I don't watch it. No, best. I will say I was on I had no idea what was coming next from either one of those guys. So I will say, during that debate I was like, it's not like the vice presidential debate. This is a little different here. It's a little different these debates. It was not as exciting when it was Kamala. It wasn't like
no, it wasn't
we weren't. Nearly. He wasn't going to say anything about swing speed or anything like that. But when I heard your swing speed's terrible, I thought, well, I'll bet you I never hear that again in a debate between presidents.
Nope. That'll never happen ever again. No.
How does that rank for you as a golfer? Like, is that attacking your manhood when somebody says your swing speed's bad?
Slow swing speed?
Is that kind of like
Yeah.
Like, what if they said you got an impotent swing speed? Is that kind of what it is?
Oh, my God. You're attacking my man. You just could drop
that's
the
what it is, right? If
me.
You say something about swing speed, it means you can't hit long. I mean, that is kind of a dig,
it's
right?
Disrespectful.
Your swing speed needs grape juice?
Yeah, grape juice.
Found out the grape juice.
Found out. Yeah.
Impotency. For those of you that weren't in with News of the Weird, apparently, you don't need Viagra anymore. Grape juice makes you bing. So that's something. That's good news. That's good news.
By the way, clean something up. So you know when John Gruden started dating? John Gruden was at Washington with, at that point, the Redskins. And his wife, who was a current Ukrainian model, he met her probably about 10 years ago, I would think, 9 or 10 years ago. She was at George Mason. So he's been going out with her for a long time. And they had a housemate. I went down a Wikipedia rabbit hole on this, on his Ukrainian model wife, who Chris Shula, who became his defensive coordinator, was their housemate in 2019. Then he got engaged in 19, and then 22 he got married, and he has a kid in 23.
Weird.
But
that's all kind of weird.
Yeah, Ukrainian a Ukrainian model wife. That's
who's doing better, Belichick, Mike Zimmer, McVay?
No, McVay.
Or Gruden?
McVay.
Or Gruden?
Gruden.
Well, you just said Gruden had a.
No, McVay. Did I say that? I get McVay and Gruden mixed up. No, I meant McVay. I'm sorry. McVay's just a baby Gruden. No, McVay.
Oh, okay.
McVay with his.
No, you said Gruden. That's why you lost me.
Okay.
Okay. So, Moses Zimmer's doing all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Belichick's doing okay.
Yeah, but McVay is still in his prime.
And they got models. The other two got garden variety. Random American
got
girls, whatever.
McVay does have
McVay's
a model.
McVay's got a model.
Yeah.
Come on, what are we doing here?
This is not.
That's his wife now, though.
This is not the same class.
No,
it doesn't make it worse when she's your wife. You say it's a down, like, yeah, but now she's his wife.
Well,
I'm looking at Belichick's girl. More, you know,
they're a lot more enthusiastic when they're not wives.
Maybe Ukrainian balances that out. Who knows?
Fair point.
I'm looking at Belichick's girl, professional cheerleader at one point. That's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it's fine.
But that's like like catching her when she was the cheerleader. It's different.
Yeah,
it's just different.
Yeah.
Like, he was dating her when she was a Ukrainian model.
Yeah,
is she still in that model prime right now?
Yeah,
what's this conversation we're having? This is very...
This is you.
No, yeah, you. I kind of started it a little bit, but then you Dell made it worse.
How did I make it worse?
Yeah, you just kind of expanded on
I'm
it.
Just confirming that McVay's winning, that's all.
So the Texans, yeah. by the no, way, the Texans...
He's ahead in life, there's no question. We got a break.
Doing well. He's doing well.
We got a break. 814 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about HRP. That's just last night. Was with the guys over at HRP. You know, I went, when I was in town last week, I went to the game with Chris Fisher. Lance went to the game with Chris Fisher. He brought his wife.
Oh, I mean, got him business yesterday. We met. Yeah, I saw somebody who I know really well and you know really well with a business that is big and is about to get substantially bigger. And I said, hey, I happen to be here with a guy who handles payroll stuff. He's like, we have major problems with our payroll. Bing,
oh,
bang,
wow.
boom. So now we got to, now we may have made a marriage there, which is great that's what they
and
do.
Major, you know what happens when you grow your business and you don't know anything about payroll? You have major payroll problems. That's what happens. So you are somebody that needs HRP. If you're the CEO or CFO of a business and you guys are like, you're spending money on your payroll that you're like, wow, this is starting to, the payroll department is starting to grow, the HR department is starting to grow. What are we doing? We don't even know about this stuff. Well, you need HRP. They do know about this stuff. It's what they do every single day. So you're somebody like that business that Lance was just talking about. If it's a mess, well, if you're doing it, it's probably a mess. What you need is HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Let them come give you a free evaluation of what they can do for you and a consultation on how your business can be better. HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, Julian, we'll get you in here in a second. I'm looking at over the cap. You know who has – the Patriots have over $120 million
sure.
to spend.
Look how trashy their roster is.
Well, yeah. Well, the Raiders, 92. The Commanders, 89
Ooh,
million.
Yucky.
Chargers, $73 million.
Ugh, gross.
Cardinals, 71. Oh, Vikings have 70. Vikings have 70.
Vikings have 70 because Sam's off the payroll.
Bears, 66. Lions, 57. Yeah, but they got J.J.
McCarthy. No, I take it back. Sam is not taking up that big a chunk.
He's not taking that much up. And they got J.J. McCarthy back.
Right. But he's still a rookie next year.
You know how much the Texans have?
How much?
It ain't 14, it's 6.
That doesn't seem like a high number.
No, but it's better than the Bills, Falcons, Dolphins, Seahawks, and Browns, and Saints,
so,
who are all
you know what?
Over the cap.
Low-key, bad moves, extending Dalton Schultz and Jimmy Ward.
Yeah.
I think they'll cut Shaq Mason. But that Jimmy Ward extension, he's been hurt both years he's been with the Texans. Dalton Schultz, like, he's fine as a pass catcher. You can find those guys. It's not hard to find those guys. He doesn't offer anything as a blocker, and he's not a dynamic athlete. I mean, that extension, and I'll admit, like, I was for it when it happened. So I'm wrong on it, too. But it turns out that those moves but you can't fire me. Only my wife can fire me. So nobody can, you know, well, I guess Mr. Gow can fire me. But I don't get fired for saying I wanted Dalton Schultz to get a contract extension. That's Nick gets fired, not me.
Yeah.
But I think that one was not a great one. And the Jimmy Ward extension, I didn't like it when it happened. So now we'll see if this team gives additional extensions, another extension to Stephon Diggs coming off an ACL. That will be interesting. And, I mean, that's the only one that would be potentially egregious if he were to, you know, turn into a pain or not come back effectively from an ACL injury or, you know, or if it's a bad contract. You're thinking it's a one-year deal, right? If he gets – or, no, you read somewhere that it would be like a one-year deal on Stephon Diggs.
Oh, yeah. They figure it's going to be a lot like Odell's, a one-year 16, somewhere around there. That's – I don't know, maybe. How bad is the Saints? The Saints might be the worst job in football. They are $57 million over the effective cap space and $48 million in dead cap money. 48 in dead cap. space, and they've got, and they're 40 and they're 57 over the cap. I mean, what can you do? You go in there, you, and what do they expect you to do? What, I mean, people are going to expect you to go in and, oh, he sucks as a coach. What? What? I mean, look at this roster and look at this, and look at what we can do in the offseason. Nothing. Nothing. We got to cut. Look at all the players we they're going to have to cut just to get under the cap. What a mess they are.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess.
I can't. Like, that's just so poorly run over there. They were for years and years, they just gave away Marcus Davenport. They just gave away draft picks. They would trade away. I think the Saints have been one of the poorest run organizations. It's not talked about a lot, but I don't like the way that they've operated over the years. They've given away draft picks. They've done bad. They've had some bad hires. They've had some bad contracts they put together. They thought, and I get it. Once you get in that thing where the Colts got into it, the Saints get into it, you know, you feel like you have a window and you got to keep it open. So you start getting these retread quarterbacks. It's just never going to work. It's never going to work. Name the time it works. The only time it's worked, and it worked by accident with Sam Darnold, because he was not a target. Like, he was a target to be a backup and got thrust in. He wasn't the target to be the guy. Derek Carr was the target to be the guy. He was never going to be the guy. He'll give you some weeks. He'll fool you for a little bit. But I think the Saints are not run well, and having a cap situation like that shows you, man, I would much rather have $6 million. I mean, because the Texans made moves last year. They brought in Joe Mixon. Like, they made moves to eat up cap space, and that's what you do. You have cap space, and then you sign free agents, and then you don't have cap space. That's okay. But Shaq Mason, I think, that will free up a couple million, if my math is correct. That could be someone you get rid of.
So the Bears have $66 million. That was a pretty good job. Ben Johnson goes in there, and he's got some, you know, room to work. The Jets have about $20 million. That's all, but they got to figure out the quarterback position, right? But they got some good football players there. The worst jobs are the Saints. They're $57 million over.
Who's their head coach, John?
Over the cap.
Who's
right?
The Saints head coach?
Don't have one.
You know why? Because nobody wants that crappy job.
I'm looking at all the jobs that are open. The Jaguars, they have $35 million.
So they tried to go after Liam Cohen, the play caller from Tampa, who's been with the Rams. He was with Kentucky, did a great job at Kentucky, went to the Rams, went back to Kentucky, went to Tampa Bay, widely regarded as one of the top young play callers in football. They want him, but they have Trent Baalke as GM, and over time, he's like, you know what? He was going to take the job. He had taken the job, and then he backed out, and he's like,
It wasn't only him. Somebody else refused the job, too. Yeah.
Did they refuse it, or because he literally
they backed out of it?
He had it, then he backed out, and shortly thereafter, Trent Baalke gets fired, and everyone's like, "Oh, Baalke was a stumbling block." Why would you? I was talking to a friend of mine who's with Jacksonville, who said, he's like, "I don't know why we wouldn't have just gotten rid of the GM in the first place and gave a head coach a chance to be part of the process of finding GM and coach together, like." Why even leave Trent? Trent was in limbo anyway. He was kind of a lame duck. Why would you even have him in that position where he could be a deterrent for coaches? It's a bad spot. The fan base is just kind of over the team right now. You know, you play half your games in London, it feels like. You got Shad. You have players. I mean, you spent a bunch of money on free agents a couple of years ago. It didn't work out. You got an expensive quarterback that you don't know if he'll ever reach anywhere near his potential. It's just a bad job in Jacksonville.
Well, we had the quote. Shad Khan is on a conference call with Trent Baalke sitting there, and he says, yeah, if the head coach doesn't want, if he can convince me to get rid of Baalke, then I'll get rid of Baalke. What? I mean, that's I got, you know what? If the head coach doesn't like him, we'll just get rid of him. I mean, this is the general manager that you're putting your team in charge of? What? I mean, it's ridiculous. But to finish this and get to Julian, the Raiders have $85 million effective cap space to spend. $85 million.
And Tommy.
And Tommy Brady. You don't think that they're going to be doing things smart now? They're going to be the smart kids.
Tom's there. Tom's flying in the air with a guy with a Buster Brown haircut.
Let's get Julian in here. Hey, Julian.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Liar.
No, this is not true.
Question. So, there's some offensive linemen I was looking at, and then some edge rushers. Edge rushers, Keon Walker or James Pierce. And then for the offensive linemen, Amand Mbeu, he's a tackle from Missouri. But from what I look at, I don't think he's going to be a tackle. He might be a guard. Not looked at before, what I'm read is what I should say. And then I believe it's Campbell for LSU, and then the guy from UT. What do you think about those guys?
Well, they won't be around.
Where do you
draft? Those two won't be around at 25.
No, probably not.
No, Will Campbell, no.
Campbell will go probably in the top 10. No. Banks will go in the top 12.
Yeah.
14.
They're not going to be around at 25.
So the one you're talking about would be a great fit for the 49ers. Frankly, he's the most technically sound offensive lineman I've watched this year. I was shocked.
He's talking about for the 49ers.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about for the Texans.
Well, that's Julian. So, yeah, where the 49ers draft? Yeah, so there. He actually might. Yeah, because
yeah,
they'll
be around.
There.
Yeah, they'll be around.
They
for
might.
The
49ers. They might be around for the 49ers.
Why do we care? Why is he calling us about a 49ers draft?
Because I'm the preeminent draft expert.
No, but who cares about them?
I haven't watched the defensive end yet, but those offensive linemen.
Answer it on your NFL time, not on our time.
I think this is a football. This is a sports question on a sports talk station, John.
No,
Will Campbell,
Houston.
Will Campbell's going to be a huge.
We're all systems go
he's
here.
Risky. Kelvin Banks may end up being a guard. The kid from Missouri, it's too early to draft him, but he's probably the most technically sound and has the best tape of any of those guys. He has way better tape than Campbell and Banks, way better from Missouri. But he's about 6'3", and will have to move inside to guard. You know what? The offensive line coach, and I think Dana got rid of the offensive line coach here. His name is Brandon Jones at Missouri. That dude is good. Oh, my God. His offensive line does a phenomenal job. Technique-wise, passing off twists, like he does a really, really great job. My dad alerted him. Last year he calls and goes, hey, who's a Missouri offensive line coach? I'm like, I have no idea. And he goes, well, whoever it is really good. I'm watching this game, and they're doing this. And I look it up, and I see Brandon Jones. Oh, he had been at University of Texas. I run into him at the Senior Bowl. I tell him what my dad said. This year I'm watching Missouri tape for the Joe Moore Awards, and I'm like, holy crap, these guys are exceptionally well coached.
Well, what about what him for the Texans?
And talk to your good friend Bobby.
Yeah,
I know.
Bobby Slowick.
Well,
hey, Bobby.
Dana may crap on him and get him out of there. Dana may try to throw dirt on him and say, we couldn't win with him at Houston.
What are you talking
about? I think Dana got rid of him.
No, I know, but I think Dana really liked him. When he brought him on, he really liked him.
Yeah, he should have kept liking him because that dude can coach.
Maybe he couldn't coach those guys. I don't know.
Maybe
did he get fired or leave for Missouri?
Yeah. How do you know?
Voluntarily. Do you remember how that went down?
I thought you told us, John, that he had to move on from a line coach.
I didn't even know who he is. What are you talking about?
I'll have to check and see, but I know he's really good, and he would be a guy that I'd love, and he runs outside zone. They run a lot of outside zone stuff. I mean,
so
I'm
talk
just telling
to your
you,
buddy Bobby.
I don't have his number. He wouldn't give me his number.
What a jerk. I mean, he doesn't want to get great. He don't want to be great.
Hey, we still have an offensive line coach last I saw.
No? Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I guess, yeah, he said next
will
week.
Will Chris Strausser be the – will he be the – okay, so no. I bet you they get rid of him this weekend, or he retires, one or the other, because I leave for the Senior Bowl on Monday after the show, and Senior Bowl is a great time where there are some coaches who will come in and do interviews – at the Senior Bowl. So I'll bet you whatever positions they're going to clean up, they clean up by this weekend so that they're wide open during Senior Bowl.
Well, and if you're a good coach because you want those guys to be out there so they can get another job, but Strausser is retiring, so that one really doesn't matter.
Well, you know? We don't know that.
No, he said he wanted to retire before this year.
But maybe this year has reinvigorated him, and he wants to keep those.
Well, yeah. Everything about this year reinvigorated him.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely
sure.
Retiring after this.
Yeah.
He's not that old, is he?
I don't know. He said he was going to retire.
I know he said he's going to retire. But he's 61. It's not. You can retire, but it's not that old by coaching standards. But, yeah, I guess I guess he could.
Well,
I guess
might
he
have
could.
Some money. Maybe he made some investments. Well, you don't know. Maybe.
Maybe
know.
He's in Bitcoin. Maybe he's got some Bitcoins.
Maybe he does. Maybe he bought Bitcoin and he's like, wow, I'm selling this now.
Do you know, I put some money in something. It was just some random one of those dumb Bitcoins. I had money that came back from somewhere. I'm like, let me just throw it in here. And I forgot about it. I did it in November, and it's up 150%. I'm like, sell. Because I owe Maddie $4,000 because her babysitting money, she gets Venmo'd to my wife's account, and then my wife spends it on bills or whatever. And so now it's like, hey, we need to pay Maddie her money. I said, how much do we owe? $4,000? I don't have $4,000 laying around. How does Maddie have $4,000? She saves all of her babysitting money.
And my sons will Maddie have $4,000
if
we don't?
If my sons get $40, they will immediately run to Cane's or McDonald's or Whataburger and see how fast they can spend everything or go thrift shopping and get. My son, my stupid-ass son Sebastian, has a – he thought it would be a good idea to have a hoodie from a thrift store that was Ohio State. So my wife, A, won't wash it, and B, she said it's now disappearing, so he'll never see it again. One kid has Michigan – no, Sebastian also has Michigan State stuff. They have Cal. I try to buy them real clothes that come from – that are new, and you know what they do? They want new clothes from stores in Houston – Or wherever. And you know what they do? No, they would rather buy. They would rather go to thrift stores, buy other people's clothes, and order clothes from these sweatshops from China that cost like $2 for slides, but then it costs you $60 to get them shipped up. Or, no, I had to spend like 80 snacks that I already ordered it. He goes, Dad, I ordered my Christmas stuff, but I need to pay. Its shipping is going to be $96. Like, what? Yeah, it's in China. I said, but it's cheaper. I said, it's not cheaper anymore, is it?
No.
And then
no,
they get their dirty
no,
ass.
No, just go to Richmond. Go to Martin's, his
store.
About
his buy clothes? Store. How about buy clothes that are first-run clothes? How about when I tell you can get something?
They don't want that.
They want my son. I told him he has jorts. He has jorts, and he's like this. He goes, what about this fit? I said, you're wearing long-ass, huge, baggy jorts? That's not a good fit.
But they're pre-owned, Lance. Mason. It makes it better.
I know. They think it's better if a man who is scratching his ass and you know, if he's got the guy who's was out working in the mowing yards in his Cal University shirt, that's way better than getting something new. I can't do it with these kids. Gen Z is the worst generation.
They're the worst. They're product of your upbringing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But I didn't start this fire. I didn't do any of this. I'm not for any of this crap.
Oh, you lit the fire.
I didn't get any of it. None
and
of it.
Got out of control, and you don't want any responsibility.
They're the generation that started watching other people play video
Gavin
games.
Gavin Newsom.
Man,
you're
Walker.
Basically Gavin
He's
Newsom.
Walking around with a blowtorch saying, why are you arresting me? You're that guy.
No, I'm not that guy who got zip-tied in the neighborhood.
More fires yesterday, and where we were, we could see. I mean,
you better be careful.
It's awful. It's awful.
All it takes is it to get windy again, and you're cooked.
Time to talk about GimmeTheVin.com. Where are you with your car? You trying to sell it? Because if you want to sell it, there's one place that you have to go, and that's GimmeTheVin.com. That's my man, John Clay Wolf. You'll hear him in a couple of days right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Crazy show where he buys cars on the radio. It's ridiculous. It's so good. It's so fun. He is all over the country now. He started in Dallas and Houston, and he built this thing up to where now he's like one of the biggest car buyers in the country. That's a lot, okay? He's doing $2 billion in buying and selling of the vehicles. The reason is because he just gives more. And you'll negotiate with him. Oh, no, I need this. Okay, well, go see if you can get that over at CarMax. Can you get that? Okay, see if you can get you can? Well, guess what? Let me see what they're going to give you. All right, either John Clay Wolf will match it or exceed it, or he'll give you $100. Okay, so there's one place. Nobody else is guaranteeing that they're going to beat that deal at CarMax other than John Clay Wolf. So that means you have to go to John Clay Wolf to find out what your car is worth. That's at GiveMeTheVin.com, GiveMeTheVin.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah, the Rockets withstood. I don't know how often they're going to be able to do it, though. Last night they withstood a 19-0 run in the fourth quarter. They couldn't make a basket. They were turnover machines. It was awful. And then Spark with Amen playing some defense and stealing the ball, and Fred VanVleet hitting a couple of threes. And then they got a gift from Darius Garland, missing two free throws at the end where they could have won it at the line after Tari Eason with a huge blunder of a foul. And the Rockets survived by one, 109-108 last night against the best team in the league. Listen, they're number one in every offensive category, including three-point shooting, two-point efficiency, everything. Everything. They're number one. And the Rockets held them to 108. That's pretty good. They did have an off night. They didn't have Evan Mobley. That's fine. But the Rockets beat a really, really good basketball team. Now they got him again on Saturday in
Cleveland.
We didn't
have Jabari Smith, so fair's fair.
That means Amen's in the starting lineup now and playing
more minutes. Technically, not only are you shorthanded, but your starter's out. So you have to go with the backup. And Amen Thompson, so you downgrade there because you're with the backup. Pull down 16 rebounds and every clutch second opportunity you needed late in that game to keep the game alive. He did save several passes from going out of bounds. He did have a rip steal at the top of when a point guard crossed half midcourt. He did. It might have been Mitchell that he ripped him and then took it down and got fouled and made one or two free throws. So, he played okay. Not stuff that Jabari doesn't do on a regular basis. But hopefully Jabari, gets healthy quickly so we can get Thompson out of there and get Jabari back in there, kind of steady things.
Right.
Well, I'm tired of these sometimes there's too many rebounds. Another rebound? Ugh. Another block shot? Can we just get back to letting Alperen get some of these numbers? It's hurting my underdog fantasy when I'm going higher on Alperen. Oh, here we go, another 16-rebound performance by Amen Thompson. Great. There's four more blocks and five steals.
Why don't you go over on Amen then?
Basically, you just go higher on everything with Amen. Every category they have, higher, except maybe three-point makes. Which is actually going to be 0.5, and he made one yesterday.
He did. No. He's okay.
That shot's a little flat.
Taking a shot.
What okay. It felt like Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün played less minutes than they actually. Alperen played 29 minutes. It felt like he played about 25. And Jalen Green played, 34, John? It felt like he played maybe 30. More Jay Sean Tate than I've ever seen in my life under Ime Udoka. And a healthy amount of Cam Whitmore in the first half Cam had a huge impact on expanding that lead. He played great.
If not for Cam, they don't win that game. I mean, with his shooting, and he played defense too. Did you see the one-handed dunk on the
It was maybe the best dunk I've seen all year. The no-look pass, he catches it in a cockback position, It was a phenomenal dunk, phenomenal alley-oop. God, he's so athletic. My goodness, can he get up?
So there's still ice on the ramps and bridges. I'm looking at 610 East and West off 59.
Yeah, we told
and
you that.
A guy's going backwards up the ramp because he spun out.
I feel like sometimes you really didn't think we were getting that much snow while we were doing the show. You're kind of doubting Johnny. And then talking about ice, you immediately started making fun yesterday. And I was like, no, we really have ice here. It was a real thing.
Oh, my gosh. Over the bridge, the dude is sliding backwards. He's not even driving. He's sliding backwards.
You sure this isn't old? This isn't today, I don't think.
No, this says Terry said there's still black ice on bridges, ramps, and flyovers. It'll be a few more hours before it's melted and not slippery.
Yeah. Wow. You think this city's ready for that? We don't know what we're doing. I didn't even see any.
Oh no, this was yesterday.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yesterday. We didn't see any salt. That's why I told you I came in and my car slid sideways. I'm like, no, it's real. There's ice. I'm a hero.
You were heroic coming in yesterday.
Officially came in.
How about all the people that were not, that were cowardly and didn't even go to work
yesterday? Actually, probably shouldn't have come in yesterday, I guess, technically, but I do care about the people. I'm heroic. Plus, mostly, I just had to get out of my house because I can't get any work done there. So yeah, I was going to come in. I don't care how much ice I had to drive through to get here. I couldn't stay at that house another day.
Dell, you need kids.
You do.
I mean, that's
you really
just
do.
Proof. I mean, can anyone
kids and dogs?
Can anyone attest to how wonderful kids are? Like Lance,
they're great. They're great. How much work do you get done when there's a bunch of kids arguing and yelling and playing music and screaming at a TV because they're playing UFC and somebody just knocked somebody playing online and somebody knocked you out? And you're and I'm like, can
it's
I
not
get
just the noise from what I
anything
can tell.
Done?
You're. When you become an adult, there are some things you know are just dumb to have conversations about. Kids don't know that yet. So you are...
I deal with a lot of
you
that.
Are on the outskirts of a conversation, and you'll hear something absolutely stupid being said.
Dad, is Wembanyama already the greatest defensive player in NBA history?
Ones directed Mason. At you. It's the ones that you hear, you're doing whatever, and you hear a conversation,
hear
and you're like, I created these two, and they're having the dumbest conversation I've ever heard.
Yeah, there's some of that.
That's got to be a little
how
bit
do you deal
depressing.
With, Dad, isn't Wembanyama already the greatest defensive player? And he's not asking me a question. He's basically
saying
presenting
it
as a question, but he's telling me he is because he saw something on Instagram and he's or wherever, Reels or whatever, and he's ready to argue. He just wants
to
start
to
an
say
argument.
No.
I said, no, Mason, not yet. He hasn't played 2 years. He already has more blocks. Let me show you this chart. And he had some kind of chart on a website. And I'm like, I think it's Mutombo. It may end up being Wembanyama. But I just said, what would happen if Shaq played Wembanyama?
No, I think it's the dream.
Oh, no, I brought up the dream. I said steals, blocks. And he goes, yeah, but Dad,
defensive player.
But Dad, look at the amount of blocks he has already. Wembanyama has that blocks. I said, Mason, Olajuwon had to guard Ewing and Shaq and David Robinson and all these guys. I said, Wembanyama doesn't have to guard anyone. I get he's a great shot blocker because he's 7'8" or whatever.
But he's blocking guards.
I said, what would happen if he guarded Shaq? You've seen enough video.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it won't be good. I said, so the greatest defensive player in the history of basketball, he goes, well, then you just wouldn't have him. You'd have somebody else guard Shaq. Oh, so the greatest defensive player in the history of the game couldn't guard bigs?
His position?
Stop.
Yeah. All right, we got a break. We 713-780-3776. John Chill joining us at the top of the hour to give us some winners for this weekend. All right, we got championship games coming up, and we'll tell you what's going to happen, what the trends are at DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, we're talking about game day men's health. I don't know how you're trending. Are you recovering well? Are you working out and you're not recovering anymore? Are you not seeing any benefits from your workouts? Are you maybe sluggish at work? Are you maybe sluggish in the bedroom? Are you sluggish? Is your mind sluggish because they've got peptides to help all of that? They have peptides to help you think and stimulate sexually, not just, you know, the usual stuff that you take, but you can also take peptides to help that as well. So there's all kinds of different ways that Game Day Men's Health can help you. Here's the first way. You get a free consultation. Okay, the other places aren't doing that. Second, you've got a lab right there, so you get your results right away, and they can tell you what's going on. Third, they have professionals that are going to break down all of your numbers and see where you're high, where you're low, and they can help you to get to the place that you want to get. You want to lose weight, you want to gain muscle, whatever it is that you're looking to do, Game Day Men's Health will help you with that, okay? So if you're looking for a great way to get, I just think it's better. It's just different. It's just better. Plus, if you're on the go a lot, they will give you the shots to take with you so that you can do it yourself. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. That's GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here and Did you see what Jason Kelce had to say about D'Amico?
No, I don't think I did.
They tried
to trash talk him. Is it on with the Kelce brothers now?
It's actually the exact opposite. Scott Van Pelt asked Kelce about it. He said he's the guy in high school who would most likely become president. Everybody in Philadelphia anticipated him becoming a head coach one day. You could just tell in the way he carried himself as a player, the skill set, the intelligence which he played the game, the leadership, consistency. The more you get older, the more you respect guys that are just consistently there working, being able to assist their teammates. Everybody loved D'Amico. Everybody respected him. He always held people accountable in the way that guys appreciate it. Just think everybody fully appreciated, anticipated this happening. So, you see guys that are – and Aaron Glenn is one of those guys too. Mm-hmm. Just solid, solid, solid guy. It's just a shame he's in New York with the Jets because it's a mess. And I don't know that you can – well, I don't know how far can D'Amico go here. I mean, can he get this team that's never been able to get over the divisional hump? It's the same old Texans every time they seem to get, close, and we think they're going to, be a team that can do something, and then it's just same old Texans.
There are discipline issues that I think there's probably some guys he needs to get out of that locker room, more than likely. Just to get the culture exactly where he wants it, of accountability and performance and everyone. He wants a bunch of Will Andersons and C.J. Strouds in terms of guys who love ball. Will's on a different level. Will's one of those rare, rare, rare humans. I was talking to Alabama about it. When I was talking about Dallas Turner last year with somebody at Alabama, they were like, he's good. He's good. I says, how does he love ball? He goes, yeah. I mean, he's not Will Anderson, who's going to be doing push-ups at 10:30 at night and, trying to figure out ways that he can beat a going through hand movements against a door frame somewhere. I said, oh, is that how Will is? He goes, oh, he's just unlike anything Coach Saban had ever seen, unlike anything he had ever seen from a football character standpoint. And so when the Texans draft him, he's a guy that can change everything. That's why he gets the HEB commercials. But You don't get HEB commercials unless you're a dude. Think about it. Jeremy Pena, ALCS MVP, World Series MVP. Or, wait, he was MVP of both, right? I know he was World Series MVP. Was Jeremy Pena? Jeremy Pena wasn't ALCS MVP, too, was he?
Yeah, he was, I think. He won
both.
Oh,
my God. HEB. Lance McCullers.
And you know what he was voted this year? One of the worst players in baseball.
Who said that?
His production.
Who said that?
This production by one of these graders, I'll show you.
Players in baseball. Who said that?
He was one of the worst production-wise, one of the worst players in baseball.
We're not listening to that. He won a World Series MVP. Well, you have Jose Altuve, HEB. Huh? Carlos Correa, two titles. Remember when he did the watch thing after the home run? Yep. HEB. Oh, Lance McCullers once threw 27 straight curveballs. HEB. Alex Bregman. Remember when he did this? At Boston, yeah. Remember that right. thing? Mm-hmm. HEB, and he also hit key critical home runs. C.J. Stroud, Offensive Rookie of the Year, HEB. Will Anderson, Defensive Rookie of the Year, HEB commercial. It used to be I thought it was a curse, but now I know it's kind of a blessing. Now, Brock Osweiler had commercials on there. Who else?
How'd that work out?
That was probably the worst of all the HEB gets, I would think. But I think D'Amico can do it. I do. I think that you probably need to get a couple guys out of there, get the locker room the way you want it, and then it's just a matter of fine-tuning a roster, getting things where it needs to be. It's a process. You're in year two. You're not supposed to be ready to win championships yet. I got a little ahead of myself. So did the national media. So did our fan base. We got a little excited ourselves. There was a speed bump. Learning curves, and that's what happens.
Sounds like a man shucking off blame for his hype train that derailed. Aren't you?
I was playing off the. I was feeding off the energy of the national media.
Aren't you supposed to be a port in the storm, knowing that you have the likes of Laramie and Titus in that building?
Aren't you an analyst? Are you supposed to be riding the wave, or are you supposed to be leading? And your opinion is supposed to actually change things.
Well, I don't like being called a hater every day. If you're an honest, subjective analyst, you get called a hater now, an anti-Houston.
Or you be
this guy hates Houston so much.
Or you'll be what you claimed you were, a hero. But instead, you just went with the flow. You didn't step into the breach and go, you know what, guys? No. Slow down. There's some real concerns.
I believed it. I made fun of every other team's quarterback, and then my guy couldn't complete a 7-yard out route for some reason. I'm like, what the hell? This isn't supposed to happen like this. By game 4, you and I are having, hey, so, like, does this feel like something's just a little off with CJ? Yeah, I can see. Yeah, every once in a while it does feel like that. And then it got worse and worse, and we're like, oh, no. And then it turned into, fire Bobby Slowick today so CJ can get good again. He's calling the incompletion plays. He just designed a really bad play where
he called the incompletion play?
Yeah, he kept calling incompletion plays or sack plays. Bobby's going to get gone too next year if he doesn't get it done. But I think D'Amico's good enough to win a championship with. Now, I thought his decision-making was poor in the Kansas City game, but, you know, he's learning on the job, too. It's his second year as a head coach. It's Slowick's second year as a coordinator. It's CJ's second year as a quarterback. Man, it doesn't happen overnight. I think all of those guys will be good. We'll see on Slowick, but I think CJ will be fine. I think D'Amico's fine. I'm not worried about it. I think D'Amico's the guy you can win a championship
with. If only you had said these things before the season.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming off quite the I kept watching all these podcasts where CJ was getting me hyped up. He taught kids in China how to play football.
That's true.
He did something with that one kid with the glasses.
Can he teach Titus Howard?
Who's the kid with the glasses that was trying to guard Tank Dell or whatever? Remember the streamer?
Stitch? What's his name?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was doing stuff with streamers. He was celebrity softball. He hit a home run. Why would I not have gotten hyped up?
Too busy doing that. Not focused enough on teaching his line how to pick up a stunt. We got John Chill coming up next.
Yeah, John Chill's next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go out. We'll go out to Lake Charles, see how they fared during the freeze and the snow. Right now, though, we're talking about your car. Okay, maybe you need a car. I don't know what happened with your car. I do know that they've got unbelievable leases right now at Chastang Ford, $299 a month with $995 down or $334 a month. With zero down for the Bronco Sport Big Bend, a 36-month lease, no surprises, straightforward pricing, perfect for city driving, weekend adventures, great starter kit, a car for a kid. But $300 a month, are you kidding me? The F-150 STX, lease for only $459 a month with $1,000 down. It's work-ready and tough. You know, it doesn't get any better than the F-150. And then the PHEV hybrid at $8,000 off MSRP drive. For just $135 a week, okay, drive up to 37 miles on electric power alone, 36-month lease, and you got great for commutes and long trips because you've also got the gas. Not just electric, but gas as well. So you got the hybrid, you got the STS, you got the Sport Big Ben, you got it all. No dealer add-ons, no markups, just great deals. Chastang Ford keeps it real. Love Chastang Ford. I bought 4 cars from them. I want you to buy yours there, too, because you're going to get a great deal. Family-owned, Houston proud, Chastang Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, or you do it all at ChastangFord.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.